I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. It can be hard to leave your mark in the world, harder still to leave your mark in outer space, but for the next 2 weeks, you have a chance. We all do. The U.S. space agency NASA is taking names that will be rocketed up to a comet called Tempel 1. And if you'd like to get your name added to this list, you're going to have to listen now to Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday and regular guest here Thursdays on Day to Day. Welcome, Ira. What is this?
Well, this is great. On the 4th of July next year, NASA Deep Impact Mission, as it's called, will smash a copper capsule about the size of a garbage can into this comet called Tempel 1, which is really a frozen ball of ice and rock. And it's going to create a crater about the size of a football stadium, 7 to 15 stories deep. And in that capsule will be this ACD with perhaps your name on it. I know my name's on it because I just signed up today. A list of names belonging to just about anyone who cares to put their name on this list. As you say, the deadline for submitting your name is January 31st, so you have to have your name on the list. Head over to the NASA website, nasa.gov, find it, and sign up before it's too late.
And someday, Og, the space creature, is going to go, you know, run this CD through his CD player. There will be. This is going to last forever in the cosmos, Ira?
Well, not quite, because, you know, when the spacecraft slams into the comet, this 800-pound copper-tipped impactor will smash to smithereens along with the CD inside. So your name will be just some more cosmic star stuff, space debris, interplanetary flotsam, never to be seen again.
Well, what is the point, then?
Well, you know, it sounds like something right out of the David Letterman show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know? Smashing stuff off the roof for just for the sake of it. But NASA is doing it, doing just that to get your attention, to get your attention about the mission, because it realizes this is what you have to do these days. And, you know, there is some science here. This deep impact is so astronomers can get a glimpse of the stuff below the surface as it's liberated by your very name and those of your loved ones. And this is the science here. And they actually feed this video back to Earth so you can watch the smashing as it happens. But it's the space agency realizes that it is so hard these days to capture the imagination of young people with these missions, you know, especially students, that they are mimicking what you see on TV, you know, smashing things. Think of all those popular programs, the Battle Bots, programs like that where things just smash each other for the sake of doing that.
This isn't what President Bush is talking about with his moon program. We're not going to fly rockets up there to turn the moon into a giant smash-it-up theme park, are we?
Well, you know, this might be one way to pay for it, if you think about it. You know, the president didn't really lay out a lot of money for completing that mission, but think high concept, like they say in Hollywood. Think about how this might help finance the mission. You could let's say, cable channels compete for the right to televise the stuff as it smashes onto the lunar soil. And because it's just 1/6 the gravity of Earth, who knows what could happen? It'd really be something.
Well, I guess. But we're getting ahead of ourselves because for now it's just this smash up with a comet, yeah?
Yeah, this tiny little comet. If you want to get in on the excitement, you've got till the end of the month to do it. And this is a cool part because once you submit your name, you can print up a really super official looking certificate, complete with a NASA logo and signature of the mission scientists, suitable, of course, for framing.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.
Spacey, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.